Hi, I'm Sheridan from the New Fury, and I'm here with Ryan Kirby from Fit for a King. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. How has the tour been so far?
It's been awesome. Really good turnouts every night.
What songs off the album have you have gone over the best live?
I'd say Slave to Nothing. We didn't start playing it till after the day the music video came out. We've already had like pile-ups and stuff, mm-hmm. So it's really cool. But before that, a greater sense of self.
What is your favorite song off the new record?
I really like Kill the Pain, not because I sing in it, but the lyrics meant a lot to me, and I like new metal music, and that's the most mm-hmm. new metal song.
What has the fans' reaction been to Slave to Nothing?
A lot better than I thought it was going to be. I was really nervous that everybody's going to be like, I like Creation Destruction more, but luckily there's been a little bit of that, but not near as much as I thought.
What are some differences between American tours versus Australian and European tours?
American is a lot easier because we have our own vehicle. Australia, it's really crammed vehicles, and the cities are like 10 to 14 hours apart usually. So you're in a tiny crammed vehicle, and
it's not yours.
Yeah, that's not ours. So there's no bunk beds in it or anything. And I think one drive we had was 29 hours from one city to another.
Oh wow,
that wasn't fun with no bunks.
You did some of the singing on the new album. Why did you decide to explore it?
I had always wanted to sing, but I didn't have much confidence. But our producer really helped me figure stuff out, and I figured out a way to sing where I was happy with how I sounded. And he really encouraged me to keep doing it, even when I was getting really nervous in the studio.
I love your singing, by the way.
Well, thank you.
What advice do you have for bands who are trying to get where they want to be?
Don't worry about being signed or getting big. Just have fun. Do it because you love it. Record songs. Because whenever I was younger and went to a studio, I didn't go because I wanted to get signed. I wanted to go because I was proud of our music and wanted people to hear it. So I think people need that mindset instead of saying, we need to go to the studio so we can send our songs to labels and get signed.
What is the biggest myth about being a musician?
That it's nonstop partying. It's really just a lot of sleeping, driving, and shows are maybe like 5% of it. It's just a lot of traveling. And another misconception is that I get to see all these crazy places when usually we're on tight deadlines. Like Australia, the first time we had 6 days off, which we did on purpose so we could explore, but on the other one we didn't, and I literally saw nothing except our van and the venue.
Wow. Where did you find and take inspiration from for the new album?
I love Linkin Park, which is pretty public knowledge. And so that's who I love Chester singing, so that was one of my biggest, I'd say, role models for singing and stuff and vocals in general. But we just wanted to incorporate elements of Linkin Park and just a lot of what people liked on Creation Destruction.
Mm. What is it that sets Fit for a King fans apart from fans of other bands?
They're all awesome. And they all are really nice to each other and don't talk crap about other bands.
What does it mean to be a slave to nothing?
It means to not let things of this world tear you down or control you, or don't let your addictions control your life. Even if it means you're addicted to money or addicted to your job or a slave to your job, because I feel like a lot of people feel that way when they live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes you kind of need to reevaluate everything if you feel like you're a slave to your job or a slave to trying to be happy all the time and all that.
Do you have anything you'll be announcing soon?
We'll be announcing another tour right after the Amir tour, which that tour is actually going to be announced before we're announced on it. So it could be one of the cool tours that's announced really soon, but our name won't be on it yet. So
oh, okay.
You can try to guess which one.
Do you have anything you want to tell your fans?
Thank you for checking out the interview.
They're personally one of my favorite bands. You should check them out if you haven't already. Thank you.